I was drunk, I was damp, I was wandering around my bed. I was drunk, I was damp, I was wandering around my bed. I called out your name. I was bleeding, I was exhausted, I was suffering from the altitude. I picked up your scent and lost it, then I suffered from your attitude and called out your name.
song that actually an old song I wrote. It was on a record called Bourbonite is Blues, but we did it, redid it for this record also. This is a song about when I first started to play guitar. It was 1975, 76, in San Francisco, California. I was there just kind of living on the streets. I used to live in a lot of transient hotels there, the Palo Alto Hotel, the Taylor Hotel, the Strand, you know, these places that people like myself would live at. And you know, I was there because we were trying to make this movie. We're trying to be filmmakers, you know. And, you know, kind of ripping off equipment here and there and making our own movies and stuff. And our first movie was going to be this movie called 18 and a Half. Kind of spoof on 8 and a half. You know. 18 and a Half it was going to be called. And it was a movie based on the life of this 18-year-old kid, a guy who's very much like an Iggy Pop-like character, right? And he believes that rock and roll can only be played by teenagers, and as he nears the ripe old age of 20, he's starting to get very paranoid about his existence, right? So he hooks up with this band. Actually, they're not really a band, they're just guys who live on the street also, and but they look cool, so he figures they'd be a great band, you know? And they end up being the worst band in the world, right? And since we didn't know how to play guitar or anything, we figured we'd be the band in the movie, you know? And that band for the movie became a band called The Nuns, which was a punk rock band, you know, kind of, you know, something like that. You really shouldn't clap for The Nuns. They deserves no applause whatsoever. It was just a horrible phase of my life. And I'm just bringing it up because it adds substance to the story. So we abandoned the film and became the band, you know. And but this is about those days. It's a song called Sacramento and Polk. And